The Student Labor Action Coalition, or SLAC, says when Nike closed two of its plants in Honduras earlier this year, it broke UW's code of conduct by not paying workers more than $2.1 million in severance and benefits. Nike has previously said it is not responsible for compensating those workers. On the UW campus in Madison, SLAC has been urging Chancellor Biddy Martin to keep Nike's production practices in check. Last week, Martin sent a letter to Nike requesting a full remediation plan by Wednesday. Members of SLAC started the week by delivering a homemade chocolate cake to Martin's office to thank her for her ongoing efforts.
If it tastes anything like the batter that I was sneaking while I was making it, it's ridiculously good.
The cherry red frosting smudged illegibly across the top meant to say, thanks for putting Nike on notice, but the message was not lost.
We want to make sure that she continues to stay strong on this issue.
Jan Van Tol is a member of SLAC, and he says Nike has violated the university's code of conduct and denigrated its reputation.
If Nike does not come back with a full remediation plan, a full plan for paying the workers, then yes, we want the university to take whatever action, including cutting the contract if necessary.
Chancellor Martin was not in her office to receive the cake, but she will attend a meeting this Friday where Nike's remediation plan will be reviewed. Kurt Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.